Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in Formosan and Chinese with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian,Spanish and Thai.
Formosa, Taiwan, 是一个小岛，
但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延的山峰、美丽的水墙。甲雕刻精巧的庙宇，
中部地区有一系列的美景，鲜明的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的松林。南部是本岛有名的文化中心，至今仍然保有真多早期移民初到此地时的传统。
2007年初，青海部长署回应了咱世界会议会员定制的渴望，在2007年2月18日参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界差不多100名的世界会议会员甲贵宾，在福尔摩沙欢庆第一年的旧年新年。
在吉祥日子的当天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海部长署颁奖给菲律宾前总统罗姆斯，阁是和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员赫赫森·阿瓦莱兹，表彰印地菲律宾对优良人民所做的自身遗迹。
今晚邀请您到店聆听青海牧场书的开始，主题是和头脑做阮的朋友。1992年12月24日，讲伫福尔摩沙沙地门。
Any country which is in war cannot develop anything. Is that not so? Doesn't matter who wins, who loses at the end. We lost everything, many things in between, right? Yes. So a peaceful country is still better than a war country. Doesn't matter what, right? Yes. That's it. That's it. That's why in olden time,For example, Confucius, he advocate loyalty to the state. Of course, he doesn't mean that the state has to be rotten, right? But anyhow, if we have already very approximately peaceful country, let's put up with it. Because if we say you have to always fight against the state because the state always rotten, then always in war. All the country will always be in war.But it's good that we have one or two good, and then it can guide the whole group or the whole country. That's also very good enough. Like yesterday, I told you the story about King Ashoka. After he was awakened and appreciated the Buddhist teaching, he became a good king. And the whole country became good. All the people take the precepts and don't steal, don't lie, and don't kill anything like that. And the whole country became different. So it's important to have one or two leaders in a country or in any place to guide the people and to guide mankind. Mm-hmm. Therefore, people often like to come to see the enlightened master or the sages, because they believe these persons are the few who can guide mankind. Yes. Otherwise, each one of us who are not enlightened will guide the other one who also are not enlightened. And both go nowhere. That's why since ancient time, people worship sages and enlightened master for themselves, not for the sake of the master. If a master still likes people to worship, then he is not a master. But he might put up with it. Just let it be. Or he might think nothing about it. Whether you bow to him, you scold him, it's a similar thing. He acknowledges what it is, the value of it. But both of them mean nothing to him. He knows diamond is diamond, stone is stone, but he wants none. If he has to use diamond, then he uses it. If he has to use stone, he uses it. Stone I use for building, paving road is all right. Diamond I use him for embroidering, decoration, or beautifying somebody's grace. It's all right. But mostly the master wants none of it. If the master wants, just because for the sake of the people, I might pave the road for the disciple to walk, he might build a house for the disciple to rest and meditate, but that doesn't mean he wants any of them. But he acknowledged it. He acknowledged the value of each. Accordingly, that is all. But to master, there's no desire, no wanting of any kind, because the master is fully satisfied inside. That's difficult to explain. How somebody who is fully satisfied inside, but it is like that, and then you want nothing else. Anything else, come or go, go or come, it's okay. Come, all right, come, go, it's okay, go. I think you more or less experience this kind of taste now and again. Sometimes you know it, but because of the association with the mundane life, sometimes you lost it. But the master never lose it. And that's the difference. And we get it now and again, but the master always in that state. Doesn't matter what the outer circumstance or the appearance, master always very fixed in that state of non-desire, non-wanting, always satisfied. That's the difference. So when the master appears to be angry, it's not the same way as we are angry. Or when the master appears to eat, it's not the same way as we want to eat. Yeah, it's true, it's true. I speak from experience, huh? Self-knowledge, huh? Everybody in the world behave differently. What do you concern me? Understand? Whether you behave good or bad, it is not my problem. But because I am the so-called teacher, if whatever I can teach you, I have to, that's all. But actually, I hate teaching. I tell you the truth. Because I respect people. And I have such a conviction that everybody is all right the way they are. I accept everyone the way they are. They don't need to change anything. They live the way they live, it's okay. I don't feel troubled that people live the way they do. I do not feel bothered. That's why I feel I have nothing to teach you. I should not teach you anything, absolutely. Many times like that. But because you gather together and then suddenly things come out. And then I can say something. Yeah? Otherwise, I respect you very much the way you are. I do not feel that you have to come here and learn anything from me. But you always come. And then you always make such kind of face like, I'm longing for the tooth. Please give me everything about the tooth, nothing else except the tooth. Then I would point to your mouth and say, you have all the tools that you need. And if you don't have any tools, then go to see dentist. Even though you'll be liberated by believing the master, but you must also polish your intelligence in order to help others, even if you don't want to help yourself. Find your own wisdom, huh? So that you will be more accurate in your work and faster in your movement and more useful to yourself and the surrounding, especially when you need it. It's all right if nobody needs you, then you're okay. You also feel good. But when it's necessary and you can drive, it's not bad to have a driver license laying around. But don't just drive anywhere. Some people sometimes ask me, well, Master say everybody has God inside. Why should we have to meditate? Yeah, practicing and not practicing is the same. We all have God. We are God. We're one with God and all that. But for God's sake, meditate. Huh? Because even if you have God inside, but if you don't know you have it, it's no use. It's the same as like that story. You have a treasure, but you don't know you have it. And you have to go out and just to earn one or two pennies every day. While you have a big treasure in your backyard, your father left behind, you don't know. Even you have it all the same, but you don't know. So what is the use? It cannot benefit you. It cannot benefit your relatives or friends or anyone else. So we have to recognize our treasure. Having it and recognizing it are two entirely different things. Having treasure and knowing we have the treasure and using it is two entirely different things. You know it. It's so clear, huh? Yes. Right. So, I say to you, you are no different from me. Yes, but you are different because I know my treasure. I can use it anytime, anyway, and you know half of it or you don't know it. Yeah. Still, there's a difference. We are equal, but not equal. Yes. Right?
Yes.
If two men have treasure, the same thing, but one know it and make use of it and build palace and buy Rolls Royce and all that and use it and help the poor and that, and the other one, his backyard has same treasure, but he doesn't know it, he still have to go out and earn money or do whatever necessary. Understand?
Yes.
So both are equally rich, but both are not equally positioned. Right? Because we all have the supreme power, just we don't know it, so we cannot say we are supreme. We say it because we hear somebody say it's different, we don't have no supportive power behind it. But when we truly know it, we can say it without even having to raise our voice or to stick our nose up to the sky, right? Very easy, say, I'm a doctor, or I have a PhD, I graduate from Oxford University, etc. Very easy. I'm very, just casually mentioned it, right? It's just like you're married, you know for sure that you're married, you have a wife at home, so you say, I'm married. Very casual, nothing big deal about it. It's only funny when you are a doctor and you deny it. For the sake of humility. Oh, no, no, for God's sake, I'm not the doctor. No, no, no. Just a mistake. I study in the university by mistake. I got a doctor degree by mistake. The person who handed it to me is mistaken. Can it be? What for? It's easy and casual. You just mentioned, yes, I have graduated. I'm a medical doctor. Can I help you? Right? If you need any help, then I'm capable. That's all. If you don't need, it's fine. Yeah, yeah. It's the same thing. Huh? Yeah. So to practice and to realize yourself is a very natural process. Just like you learn in the university and one day you graduate and you become a medical doctor or a philosophical doctor. So when we first meditate, maybe we were very excited and want to have a certificate hanging there and showing everybody. And after a while, we grow out of it, yeah, and we understand. And we're used to with the power that it just suddenly awakened within us, and that we know how to balance it. We become very natural, very spontaneous. Not when we were so excited, driving around, driving upside down, driving in the wrong direction, all over the place, and telling people to be passenger. You understand? When we first have a license, we tend to love driving around also. But after, we get tired. And sometimes we enjoy to sit there and let people drive, right? Yeah. Similarly, after we practice for a while, we calm down. Yes, we calm down. And if people happen to have affinity with us, we talk, but without wanting to convert people. We talk because that is the truth that we want to spread. That is the happiness that we just, by the way, want to share. Thank you for your love.
感谢你收看今日的《师徒之间》节目。昨天新闻了后，马上为你播出《动物世界》，咱的厝边，愿上天加持你，甲自然万物和睦相处。
Thanks for joining us today for Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is coming up next right after noteworthy news. Have a blessed life in harmony with nature and all beings.